Welcome to the Inspire Church podcast. We hope this message will equip and empower you to reach your God-given potential. Inspire Church is all about loving God, loving people, and inspiring our world. Visit inspirechurch.com.au for more information.
You see, before they had pigeons to carry news or men on horses, before they had phones and social media, emails and Facebook and Instagrams, and thousands of other carriages of information, they had runners that took messages from place to place. The Bible speaks about them. They had messages, take this message, and a runner would run with the message. And I would encourage the picture there tonight is, man, let's run with the good news. Let's be carriers of the good news. Whatever comes out of our fingers, let it be good news. Whatever comes out of our spirit, let it be good news. Whatever comes out of our soul, we're not going to be swift to evil. We're going to be swift to good. And we are carriers of the good news. In closing, three things. We either bring peace, make peace, or take peace. Bringers, makers, takers. My suggestion is that we be bringers of peace. What do we think? Isaiah 52 and verse 7, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. You may look at your physical feet and just say, oh dear. But the Bible says, if your feet are connected to a beautiful soul, your feet are beautiful. How beautiful are the feet of him who brings good news. Hear the word, the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of great joy. So it's speaking about bringers. I want to encourage you tonight, let's be bringers of good news. Even Ephesians says, come on, let's endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. What do? We bring peace. We bring unity. And each one of us, we are keepers of unity. Why? Because we're men and women of peace. You know, sometimes we walk into a situation, there's confusion, but we are bringers of peace. We don't add to the confusion. No, we bring peace to the situation. We just have that anointing upon our life. Romans says, if it is possible, as much as depends upon you, live peaceably with all men. Why? We are bringers of peace. How shall they preach unless they are sent? Romans 10:15 says. It is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel, who bring glad tidings of good things. How shall they preach unless they're sent? I want to tell you, each one of us have been sent by Jesus Christ into our worlds to be carriers of the good news. You know, our future is in good news. Our now is in good news. You turn on the radio, you turn on the TV. News, I've never heard. Hey, people in church tonight, they're praising God. People gave their life to the Lord. Lives were restored. People are finding their future and hope. It's never good news. And you kind of wonder, why don't people proclaim good news? Why don't the TV stations proclaim good news? Maybe good news doesn't sell, but I want to tell you, good news works. It does work. Here's a question. Look behind you. What do we leave by what we bring? Let me say that again. What do we leave by what we bring? When you walk away, what did you leave? Did you leave peace? Good news. Second point is this. You all okay? Make peace. Make peace. Bring peace. Make peace. The Bible doesn't say, blessed are the peace lovers. Man, I love peace. I just love it. But the Bible doesn't say, blessed are the peace lovers. It says, blessed are the peace makers. And I want to encourage us, let's go on a whole new journey of being peacemakers. In our conversations, in our relationship, but even being a peacemaker in your own life. Can I just read a story? Mark 4, 35 to 41. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, this is Jesus, let us cross to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with them. And then a great windstorm arose. Who knows? It's easy to be peaceful when everything's peaceful. In the world, you'll have tribulation, but in me, you will have peace. A great windstorm arose and the waves beat into their boat. Now, not onto the boat, but into the boat. I've been on a boat where waves have come into the boat. It's a big difference, and the degree of fear increases as more water comes in. And the waves beat into the boat, so that was already filling. But listen to this. But he was in the stern, in the front of the boat, asleep on a pillow. This is Jesus, our protector. He's asleep. I just wonder, he was asleep in the boat. The boat was filling up with water. He was probably wet. The pillow was wet, but he was asleep. Now listen to me, if Jesus is in your boat, you're going to be okay. It was funny, I was on a plane the other day and some people with me and they said, John, do you get afraid of flying sometimes? So I said, sometimes before I take off I do, but when I'm on there, there's not much I can do. And they said, we feel safe because you're here, you're a man of God. I said, you better pray I confess to all my sins this morning, you know. But Jesus was in the boat. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? You ever wonder that sometimes? You know, Jesus is in your life. Stuff's going on. And you think, Jesus, are you asleep? Don't you see what is happening? But get an understanding, if Jesus is there, it's going to be okay. Then he arose, rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. I just believe that every storm that comes upon you, Jesus is in your life. Stir your faith. And get him to speak peace into your situation. It doesn't mean everything will be okay immediately, but if Jesus speaks peace, man, on the inside of you, on the outside there can be turmoil, but inside of you, if there's peace, you can be a carrier of peace. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? I believe that Jesus was giving them an example. He says, come on, you guys, your feet are shod with the gospel of the preparation of peace. Wherever you go, it doesn't matter what you face. Come on, stir up the Holy Ghost within you and be proclaimers of peace. Make peace for your own life and your create it in the lives of others. Philippians 4:4-6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and lives in Christ Jesus. Let's be bringers of peace. But let us all be makers of peace. You can do it. And when you walk into a circumstance and there's arguments and that kind of stuff, don't add to it. Peace. When when it's turmoil going in your own life, realize that Christ is there. And by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. And then the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And you can continue to walk in peace, having a right stance, having a right attack approach, keeping balance within your life because you have the armor of God. Number three, take peace. Bring, make, take. You might say, well, John, what do you mean by take? I just believe this. There is no reason. I'll be challenged on this, and so you will you this week. There's no real reason to lose peace. You hearing me? I do occasionally, and I'll go and find it again. You might even say, you know, when you have a message of peace and you want to go and bring it to people, and, but they don't take it. How does that affect you? It says, your feet shod with the gospel of the preparation of peace. Luke chapter 10, 5 and 6. Because I just think the early disciples probably had this upon their life as well, as they began to not only realize that they could be bringers of peace, makers of peace, but they could be takers of peace. And it says this, whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. Look at me. When you walk into your workplace, why don't you say peace to this situation? When you walk into this house, why don't you say peace? Israelis say shalom. When you're leaving someone, why don't you say peace? Not just out of peace. Sorry, peace. Forget about it. But go to the next word. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. I don't mind you come up and say, John, peace. Because I believe I'm a son of peace. When you're going and speaking to friends, let there be that sense of peace. And if there's a son of peace, it will rest upon him. And hear the rest of it. If not, it will return to you. What I'm saying is, no person can take your peace. When you give your peace, there's some of your peace that rests upon them. If they don't, it will return to you and you keep it. So you've always got peace to transmit to people. So you take it. If it's rejected, it comes back to you. So even when it comes to sharing your faith, what happens if they reject it? Hey, if they're a son or a daughter of peace, it will come to them. If not, it comes back to you. Last week, I was down in a lovely place called Wagga. I drove down and had to take my son's car down there, but on the way back, I flew back. And because of the kind of life I live, I'm always talking to people. On the plane, I kind of like that to be my space. You understand? It's my space. So I was the last on the plane, and I was walking up towards where I sit, and there was a person sitting beside me. So I took the approach of, I said to him, I guarantee you were hoping no one would sit here. And he said, yes, that's true. I said, I'm the same. So I began to talk to him for a little while, and he was just telling me a little bit about his life. He was in the military and down in Wagga. And then I looked at him, and he had a big scar on the side of his head. I said, oh, what happened? He said, in April this year, he was out four-wheel driving and he got bogged in his four-wheel drive And he got a mate to tow him out with a chain. And they put a shackle in the middle of the chain. And when they were towing him out, it wouldn't give. And the guy in the front was kept on jerking and jerking. And all of a sudden, the chain broke. And the shackle and the chain went back towards this guy and hit him clean in the head. Huge scar. And he says, I don't remember much of it. He says, I was in intensive care, life support for 15 days. I said, well, you look okay now. He said, well, one of my left eye is drooped and I can't see clear out of it. But it's apart from that, it's okay. It's fine. So I left the conversation and pretended to go to sleep. When we landed in Sydney, because I'm always thinking, God, how can I share something of the good news? And before I left, I just said, I know that God's got a plan for your life. And he says, it's amazing you say that. He said, my wife's mother is a full-on Christian. And she's been telling me the same thing. You see, you don't know who is going to be a son or daughter of peace. And just that little conversation could be just the thing that get them over the line. If he rejected what I say, well, the peace of God stays with me. But who knows where he's at? And I said, oh, why don't you go to church? He says, ah, no, I'm still into my outdoor stuff and that kind of stuff. I haven't got time. I just said, if you accept Jesus Christ into your life, it won't be about you trying to find time. You'll want to find time. He'll make adjustments within your life. I just want to encourage us today. Take up the full armor of God. Come on, you can be a bringer of peace. You can be a maker of peace. You can be a taker of peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God, the sons of God. And I just pray tonight all around this auditorium, from the youngest to the more mature, I just pray that tonight that we will get a realization, even online, that we will get a realization that what God has given to us is a message of peace. It's a message of love. It's a message of goodwill. It's a message that will transform. And I just pray, God, as we are carriers, may it work strong within our life. May we not be people that run to strife. May we be people that are carriers of the good news. May we be encouragers. And I pray upon our lives this week, may the Spirit of God, may the anointing of God rise strong within our life that we can say, yes, we are girded with truth. Yes, we have the breastplate of righteousness. And yes, we are carriers of peace. And we're going to see the peace of God invade men and women's lives like we've never seen before, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, come on, let's stand together.
Thank you for listening to this life-transforming message. For service times, upcoming events, or to find out more about Inspire Church, log on to inspirechurch.com.au.